Hello and welcome to the Habit Coach Podcast. Today we have a very special episode and it's actually the part 2 of the 10 Habits of 2020. I had this talk at Soho House to celebrate the first year of our Habit Coach Podcast. And today I'm going to tell you about the next 3 habits, Habit 4, Habit 5 and Habit 6 that I discussed then. So the fourth habit is, how do you work only 5 hours a day? See, the last decade was spent celebrating hard work. Right? The harder you work, the better. In fact, I would just see my friends having burnout all the time because they were thinking that the harder I work, the more successful I am. And that is actually how we measured success, or the parameter of success. But unfortunately, hard work does not equal to success all the time. What hard work definitely equals to is more time spent. 2020 has to be about celebrating efficiency. And not just hard work. It's not about 20 hours spent in the office every single day. It's not about burning yourself and burning the candle at both ends or grinding your bones into dust. None of that. It has to be about efficiency. About spending less time to get more done. Now, I know you're listening to this and saying, but my office has its timings. How can I reduce that? Or you're thinking, impossible, do you have any idea how much work I have? What do? You just go and record these podcasts. But the point is that you have to first take a step back. Now imagine you had a self-destruct timer that blows up after 5 hours of working. So that means if you worked for more than 5 hours, you're dead. Or someone shot you if you worked for more than 5 hours. What would you do? Would you still give me the same arguments, saying that, yeah, but do you know how much work I have? Because you're going to be dead. So you would have to make some changes. Now imagine for 1 week, if all you did was thought about this. I can only work 5 hours a day. I can only work 5 hours a day. I became obsession. How would your work change? Half the time, we waste time. Think about it. How much are you actually working in the day? We waste time waiting for others. We waste time multitasking. We waste time on social media. We waste time waiting for others, waiting for distractions, lack of focus. All these things are actually what eat up our time. It's not that we don't have enough time, it's just that we have too many distractions. So one of the best productivity and efficiency tools that I've discovered was the Pomodoro technique. I've done a full podcast on this. And the idea of the Pomodoro technique is you set a timer for 25 minutes. And you work with full focus, no distraction for those 25 minutes. Internet is off, phones are off, emails are off, everything's off. You're just focusing on one task that you have at hand. Now what happens when you do this is that something that would have taken you an hour and a half to do now takes half an hour or 25 minutes to do. I write my podcast in 25 minutes. I write articles in 25 minutes that would have otherwise taken people 3 to 4 hours to do. Because of this kind of efficiency that I'm able to build in to my system. So it's called the Pomodoro technique. And imagine if you just did this, isn't it easy to bring your working day down to 5 hours? Now, if you are forced to stay in office for another 3 hours, then use those 3 hours to create a passion project. Use those 3 hours to create that side business that you always wanted to do, but never found the time. Use those 3 hours for other things. Don't waste those 3 hours away. But work for 5 hours and you'll see magic because now efficiency has taken over hard work. The fifth habit is about moving more. The last decade was about mainstream exercise. People were made aware of yoga and Pilates and HIIT and CrossFit and Zumba. Gyms exploded, P90X, online training, insanity and running. Oh my God, there was just so much exercise orientation taking place in the last decade. It is insane. However, exercising for 1 hour a day doesn't make you an active person. Like I keep saying this, 1 hour of exercise means you're still a sedentary person if you go and sit in your office chair, if you sit at your lazy boy at home, if you go and sleep in the afternoons and sleep at night. You're still sedentary. The idea is, how do you bring movement into your day through the day so that you don't have to necessarily worry about that 1 hour exercise as much? It's important, but you don't need to worry about it as much as the amount of movement that we're doing through the day. What's interesting is that movement gives you energy. And half the time, we feel low energy because we're just sitting around and sitting around and sitting around. So what I want to do is, carrying on from the last habit, which was the Pomodoro technique, I want us to add movement into those 5 minutes of a break that we get at the end of a Pomodoro. So the way the Pomodoro works is 25 minutes of focused work, 5 minutes break, then 25 minutes of focused work, 5 minutes break. So in those 5 minutes, I want you to move. Either hop around in one place, move your hands up in the air, say you'll do 20 squats, maybe you will put your hands on the desk and do a few push-ups. I want you to start moving. Move for 5 minutes, and that's it. So imagine if you're working 5 hours a day. 5 hours equals to about 10 Pomodoros, because each Pomodoro is half an hour typically. Within that, you would have a 5 minute break, and you're moving for those 5 minutes. That means you have close to 50 minutes of movement every day that we are wasting, that you can bring into your life just by getting up and moving around your desk. How brilliant is that? You don't need to necessarily go for that long walk. You can actually do this and bring movement back into your life. So the habit is, move for 5 minutes every time you work for 25 or at the end of your Pomodoro. The sixth habit is doing something hard each month. See, 2020 is all about growing out of our comfort zone. It's all about breaking out of our comfort zone, escaping it, expanding it, so that our fears of various things start going away. What I want you to do is, I want you to figure out how to do the really hard things. One example of this is what I like to do as 30-day challenges. So, for example, if you are a content creator, create one video a day for 30 days. If you are an actor, go for one audition every day for 30 days. Do the no sugar challenge, which is again a 30-day challenge. Or do 30 days of no TV, which is what I'm currently starting. Or no Netflix, or no entertainment in that sense. What's happening is that every time you give yourself a challenge, you're doing something that typically you don't do. So if you don't have a TV at home and you don't have a Netflix account, obviously this is not stepping out of your comfort zone. I suddenly got addicted to watching billions and shows like that. So I had to put a break to that. And that's how I started this challenge. For me, it is hard. So every month, I decide on something really hard to do. And I try that out. Like, I've already done an episode where, or a YouTube video where I was talking about how I went and did the flying trapeze because I was scared of heights. Or the day I walked through a kennel filled with, I think there were about 50 dogs barking away, trying to pick up this little puppy to take him to the doctor. That was so scary for me. So the idea is, what are the things that you're doing that scare you and that get you out of your comfort zone? For some, it could be public speaking. For some, it could be starting a podcast. How many of you have always wanted to start a podcast? Why not start a podcast with a 30-day challenge? Do something hard, one episode every day. Things you've been trying to do and have not got around to doing, use them as a challenge, because half the time we're scared of starting them. So your habit is, plan something hard to do for the next month or for this month if it has just started. And think about, what is it that you can do that's going to push you out of your comfort zone or expand your comfort zone so that you start feeling more empowered and less fearful. So to recap, the three habits that we spoke about right now are, use the Pomodoro technique to focus on chunks of deep work, where you're only focused on one task that you're doing. After the Pomodoro technique, you have a 5 minute break. That's where the fifth habit comes in, which is, move for 5 minutes. Do jumping jacks, do squats, do anything but move. Climb up the stairs if you have to. And the final one, which is the sixth habit, was, do something hard each month. Get into the habit of getting out of your comfort zone. Get into the habit of trying to do hard things. This was part two of the talk that I'd given at Soho House, 10 Habits for 2020. Stay tuned for the third part coming soon. So start these habits and share with us your progress using the hashtag TheHabitCoach. If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us on the IVM Podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on social media. We are at IVM Podcasts on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, I am Ashden Doc on Twitter and Instagram. You can find lots more information on my website, awesome180.com. or check out different content on my YouTube channel called AWESOME180. That's Awesome 180.